episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast? That's the question we ask whilst in school holidays. Am I a bad mum, Rachel Thido?
Jeez, holidays, hey? Holidays are tough. If you're an overachiever like me, I'm a bit of an overachiever. You really strive hard to be like have something else on every day. Do you do that? Like, I mean, it's different. You work from home. I work from home. My hours are flexible. Your hours are flexible. So you sort of go, look, I'll do X, Y, Z of hours for work and then we'll go and do something. You know, we'll go and do something fun. And every day you think, just do one thing. You know, just step out and do something. I don't know, go for ice cream, go to the movies. Like, it's tiring. It's so much.
That's always
planning.
My intention. My intention is always to do something, but I'm definitely guilty of finding myself, if I'm trying to get work done and they're happy and quiet and I don't know what they're doing and I sort of don't care what they're doing because if they're happy and quiet, then I don't want to disrupt that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let them go. And we talk about it every school holidays, but screens is a thing for me. Screens is the big thing. And getting my kids outside. I'm happy to confiscate the phones and iPads. Yeah. Like, that's not a problem to me. And they will go off and do something, but they don't go outside. And it frustrates me because I'm like, you've got bikes, you've got a trampoline, your swimming pool. Like, you're so
You've got a cubby house. The cubby house, you said that there could be a homeless person living out there in the cubby house. They wouldn't even know because they don't ever step foot in it.
They don't know that I've got the cubby house on Gumtree. I'm selling it.
Are you?
Yes.
This is a great podcast platform if you're looking for a cubby house.
Yeah, the cubby house is amazing. The cubby house cost an absolute fortune. They've had it for about a year and a half and they do not ever step foot in it. And I got to the point where I went, we're getting rid of the cubby house. I want to put in a fire pit. I'm going to make it an adult area.
Soon you're going to have nothing left out there because you're just like, this is an adult area. But Mum, we used it too bad, sold it all, cemented it. Yeah. It is not for you anymore. No, this is my area.
You're not even wrong. I want to put fake grass down. And you know, the funny thing is that I've put it up on Gumtree for half the price that it is in Bunnings. Mm. We bought it for half the price. It's only a year and a half old.
Can't sell it.
Can't sell it. And I know what's going to happen. It's up for like $600. And I know I'm going to have someone contact me and go,
I'll give you
will you take 20?
Gotta love Gumtree. You should try Marketplace. I've heard it's better.
Yeah, I will.
Do you think that you can sell activewear on Marketplace? Do you agree with selling activewear if you've like worn it once or twice? I mean, this is a great question for all our mums out there because I'm not really good or savvy with the selling part of it because we have so much girl clothing that the girls grow out of and you're really good at this. This is your side hustle. You can sell anything on Gumtree or, and I just have a big pile of it sitting there.
I would say to you, sell anything that you can be bothered to sell.
Yeah, but I've got really good exercise gear I've worn once or twice. Anyway, this is a great topic. If anyone's got any feedback, which most of our listeners come back with feedback, please get on Instagram and give me some feedback. Can you sell
activewear? Absolutely.
On Marketplace?
Just don't expect anyone to pay anything for it.
Am I a bad mum for not remembering the good old days? Oh. What do you reckon the good old days are? What would your good old days be, Katie?
I often do this and I often look back and think, did I enjoy that stage enough? Did I enjoy when they were little enough? Did I enjoy them having lunchtime naps enough? Like, you know, I feel like as parents, you look forward to the next step. You want them to walk and then you want them to talk and then you want them to, you know, go back a couple, you want them to eat solids, you want them to not need nappies anymore, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where you go, oh, hang on, I was constantly looking for the next thing. What about enjoying where I was?
I know. You start doing some of that, you know, I don't even know what you'd call it, like self-help work. And they always tell you to be present in the moment and, you know, enjoy it for what it is and take in that moment for what it is. It truly is that. It truly is about being present. And I was extremely present with my two girls. And now they're 8 and 6. Mm. And I'm finding it really hard to be very present because there's so much smart ass coming back at me that, God, I don't know where they got it from.
Dad. Nan.
Nan's not even here to blame it. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening. The part where I'm getting to, though, is I have been blessed to have my two nephews staying with us for a week. Jack Henry was 18 months, Katie, and I forgot what 18 months does to you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I had my friend stay. She's got an 18-month-old, and I remember her saying, can you just watch her while I have a shower? And I was like, yeah, no worries. I looked around my lounge room thinking, it's fairly safe. It's fairly child friendly. And then I'm like walking around following this 18-month-old, taking that down, moving that out of the way, putting that higher. I was like, oh my God, this is stressful.
Exactly. Or I had those moments, those flashbacks of going, I remember why I used to close that door on the side near the kitchen, because the deck goes up. There's a little corner where you can go. It's not even a meter in height off the deck. And Jack Henry is such a brute. Like, you know, some kids, they're dainty, they're quite cautious. And now he's number two of the pack. So there's Max and then Jack. And Jack he doesn't give a shit. He is a brute. He will take on anything. His out is the backyard. I had those flashbacks of going, oh, now I remember why I used to close that door. Because this little bastard just keeps running. Yeah. And, you know, like my sister-in-law, she's like, I'm just ducking down. And then my brother's there. And my brother's like, can you just watch him for a sec? I'm out the back. I'll just take Max down to. And I'm like, yeah, no worries. No. No, I can't, because I just turned my back for 3 seconds and this bastard's gone.
Yeah.
He's at the back of the acre, and I turned around and I was having a conniption.
You literally cannot turn your back for a second with an 18-month-old.
Your headspace goes back into like, where is he?
Yeah.
Where is he?
If you don't, God. If you lose them for a second and you're God. Like, I lost my friend's 3-year-old.
Yeah, we talked about this.
SeaWorld. Oh, it was horrible. So my friend and her husband said, can we just go on a ride and you watch her? Oh, yeah, no worries.
Easy.
No problem. And at first it was fine. We were eating. She was sat in my lap. All good. Next thing, we're walking around and then I look around and she's gone. And I'm like, oh my God, where is she? Oh my God. And yeah. I was thinking, please don't walk around the corner now off of your ride and see that I've lost your child. Because it's terrifying.
It is. And you just get to that point where you're like, oh my gosh. And even the carnage of an 18-month-old, I forgot how much carnage there is. There's leftover sandwiches. There's Vegemite streaked all the way down my glass.
Yeah.
And I can say this because he's my nephew and I love him. And I kept going around. I kept tidying up after him and all that. But I went, mate, like I think it was the second last day, mate, what the fuck? Just stop. Stop making a mess. And he was like at that stage where he's talking. Like he's so, oh my God. I love him. He's got this special piece of my heart. But at the same time, I'm like, mate, just stop whining at me. What do you want? Just ask me what you want. Stop making that noise. And he's like looking at me and he's like got the hands like, come on, honey, Rach, just pick me up. And I'm like, all I can do is pick him up and love him. But at the same time, I'm like, far out. I forgot what it is like.
But you forget even not very long ago. Little things like when I'm in a supermarket now, I'll say, oh girls, I forgot to get the eggs. They're on aisle 4. Can you go down and grab me some eggs? Whatever. It actually crossed my mind the other day. I was like, oh, remember when you couldn't do that? Remember when you had to just constantly watch where they were? And when you're getting stuff off the shelves, you're making sure that you know where they are. Like, it doesn't seem very long ago, but it also does, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it feels like everything's flying by at the moment. And I'm at the stage where I don't want to let go of the boundaries because, you know, that's just from me and my own parenting and upbringing and all the rest. But at the same time, I need to step back a little bit to give them some more allowance to try and do it for themselves. So like, you know, where we live, we have the IGA. So I now pull into the car park if I don't need too much. Like if I need one thing or two things, the girls know what milk to buy and all the rest. So now I have to sit in the car because they're quite prominent about, you know, you stay in the car.
Yeah.
I'll go in and get it. It's just those boundaries are stretched. Little bit.
Yeah, and you can't do that. There's the great debate over what do you do in a petrol station when you've got kids in your car? Because you know, legally, you're supposed to take your kids out of the car seats and take them in to the petrol station with you to pay for your fuel.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but we know what kind of parent you are, Katie. You break all the rules. No, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. You encourage them to break the rules.
I will openly say I never did that. I left them in the car. I absolutely left them in the car. 100%. I always made sure I could see them from where I was.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you.
Handbrake was on.
Car running. Want to steal it? Got to take two kids.
Imagine that nightmare. You go to steal a car. Oh, that looks like a nice car. Oh shit, it's got kids in the back.
Not only kids, twins.
I'd bring it straight back.
I'd bring it straight back.
They'd return the car super fast.